This recording, Martinique 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleet jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, both my parents are French. They met in the US, in Washington, D.C., where they worked. This is where I was born, and this is where I spent the first 3 years of my life. Then, when I was 3, we moved to Martinique, an island in the Caribbean, because this is where my father is from, and this is where all his family still lives. So we settled there, and in Martinique, the official language is French, so I started speaking French there on a daily basis. And at that point, I rejected English because I could see that everybody around me spoke only French, and the only person who spoke English to me was my mother. So I thought it was completely useless, and I actually forgot most of what I had learned in English, and I started learning English again from scratch when I attended school, and by that time I had forgotten absolutely everything, so I just learned it just like any other French kid. However, I still had good marks, but I think it's because my mother took my studies very seriously. And she really wanted me to learn English properly, and she would always be ready to help me to check my homework, for example, or answer any questions I might have. But I don't think learning French from age 3 only had an impact on my French. I speak it just like any other French person, I guess. The main difference I have with mainland French is my accent, because I have a Caribbean accent. And for those who don't know it, it's a bit surprising because we don't pronounce the R's the same way they do in mainland France. And oftentimes people think I'm a Brit when they listen to me. And I've had, as an interpreter, I've had clients congratulate me on my French, thinking that it's not my first language.
Et pour en finir, quelques mots en français, pour illustrer mon accent martiniquais, que j'ai quand même pas mal perdu depuis que j'ai quitté la Martinique. Eh bien, je ne sais pas, j'aimerais féliciter les auteurs de ce site. L'envergure des travaux qu'ils ont entrepris est vraiment très impressionnante, et je suis heureux de pouvoir y contribuer avec ce modeste enregistrement.